Sanctions on Russia's economy have put the country's aviation business in a tough spot. Russian airlines have had to shrink back their international routes. But it is also hurting Western plane owners. Many lease jets to Russian airlines, and now they can't get them back. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is strapped in for this one. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
So it turns out a lot of Russian airlines lease about 500 jets from Western companies and owners. And Vladimir Putin just signed a law that says Russian airlines can pretty much just keep them. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and the story starts a little before that with the European Union joined by the U.S. and others. It's part of the sanctions said the lessors, the companies that lease these planes, have to cancel their contracts with Russian airlines, basically go get the planes back. The deadline for that by the EU was Monday. That came and went, and it's pretty hard to get a plane unless it happens to land somewhere else. In the early days of this, they repossessed a few planes, but most of them, yeah, they're stuck in Russia.
So why was there a deadline to get their planes back? I mean, they knew this was going to take a while.
Oh, yes. And it had to do with really the canceling of those contracts. So the economic sanctions said, you know, you can't be collecting all this money from Russian airlines so that they can do business with these airplanes. Oh. So it really started with that. But then once you cancel the contract, well, that means they're not paying you and you have to go get your plane back. And that's what they're struggling to do. Those planes, most of them anyway, are still in Russia.
Planes that are not cheap, by one estimate, $10 billion worth of jets are stuck in Russia. So these owners, these companies must be livid. Is there any way they can get them back eventually?
Well, it's pretty tough because that's generally what happens. We've seen the repossession of yachts from oligarchs and so forth around the world, but it typically starts with the asset being outside of Russia. And the problem here, Scott, is that as time goes on, there's a question of whether they even really want them back, what good they are. We think of airplanes. You mentioned that $10 billion figure. We think of the value being the plane, or the airframe, the engines, all that expensive equipment. Mm-hmm. But, Scott, a lot of the value is in paper. What I'm talking about is paperwork, maintenance records, right? So once Russia kind of splits from the world and these planes aren't being maintained in a reliable way, who knows what parts are going into them. When that plane comes off risk, does a U.S. airline want to even lease that plane anymore? The planes are worth a lot less.
Yeah, and I read that Boeing and Airbus are no longer sending parts to Russia. That's just going to accelerate this challenge, right, of keeping these planes kind of refreshed and ready to go?
Right. It's almost mutually assured destruction, right? Because on one hand, Russia is the allegation, obviously, on the part of the rest of the world, stealing these planes. But on the other hand, they're not going to do very much good in a little while because for a little while, they will cannibalize their fleet. They'll take the oldest planes, they'll take the parts, use them to replace parts in the newer planes. But at some point, that'll run its course and they just won't be able to keep these planes in the air.
Yeah. And long term, you know, if we can see a little around the corner past this war, is this going to do long term damage to Russia's aviation sector? Who's going to want to lease planes to them in the future?
Yeah, kind of a rhetorical question, right? I'm sure the day will come where some company will be willing to charge a very big premium and rent planes again, just like any kind of risky decision. But Russia, back in the 1980s, basically, when Aeroflot was the biggest airline in the world, by the way, Scott, but completely separate from the rest of the world.
That's Seth Kaplan, Here Now's transportation analyst. Seth, thanks as always.
You got it, Scott. Take care.